right, welcome to the 11th episode of Charlie and Me. This is our special week for Mother's Day.
Woo!
And the song was for our moms. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, though.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry at all. Yeah, so if you're not our friends or family, thanks for tuning in. If you're our family, I'm really glad you're tuning into this one. It'll be a fun one. We have a big special announcement coming at the end of the podcast here today, and then we'll let you on with your day. But yeah,
big things are happening. Big things are about to happen.
Big things are happening. It's large day. We are recording this one a little early. We're recording it on a Sunday, so our weekend update misses half of a day of our weekend, but I think we can still jump into it.
Yep, let's do it.
What'd you do this weekend, Chuck?
I had a couple high school friends come visit, which was great. Yeah, did the whole get a few drinks type thing, and then wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, type thing.
Yeah, I'm older than I thought I was.
Yeah, it's like, wow, two beers really gets me now. Whew.
I have a headache.
Okay, here's the thing I was thinking about today.
Good for you.
you know how whenever you get a little drunk, mm-hmm. Someone always asks, oh, like, how drunk are you?
Yeah, dumb question.
You can never tell. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Mediocre. Yeah. Minimum. Middle drunk.
Mine is I always downplay it. So it's like, how drunk are you? How drunk are you?
Yeah.
Five. And then you're really like an eight.
But yeah, but also you don't remember that conversation. I'm kidding.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. And getting older is definitely making it a lot harder to judge that, because it's like it hits so quickly.
And it's like, well, I used to be able to do this.
Yeah, I used to be able to go out and, like, you know, you could drink all day, and then you could go and, like, when a darty turns into a narty, you can live it out. But
you need that break now. I need that break.
I need that nap. You're just constantly tired.
Just give me like a Gatorade and like a. Hour power nap type thing.
Yeah, where it's and like then actually the hour power nap just turns into me staying in.
Yeah,
but
very, very much so. But yeah, the key is that first like drink after the nap. If you can get that down well, your night's kind of set. But if you just like sip it and doesn't really go down, it's done. You're not going out. Cancel all your plans.
Oh yeah,
you're not making it.
100%, 100%. So
yeah,
whatever.
What about you? What's your weekend up to?
I had a pretty good one. Friday, what did I do on Friday? I didn't do a lot. I dog sat on Friday, so watched someone's dog. I didn't even get to touch the dog. The dog was skittish and didn't really like me, but whatever. I get that from women, too. So Saturday, I went and we had the Best Buddies Friendship Walk. Great turnout. Great event. We met our fundraising goals. It was fun.
Congrats.
And then I went and did a little fundraising of my own. Went out to Prairie Meadows to bet on the Derby.
Big, big Derby guy you are.
Threw a bunch of money on some ponies. Had a great time. Went out ahead. Walked out up on the casino. It's always a good day. And I had the self-control to cut myself off and not hit the blackjack tables after.
Lame.
I also figured it's really cool to leave a casino. Like,
you feel like you stole something.
To leave a casino when it's light, but it's not six in the morning, you know?
It's before sunset.
Yeah, it's before sunset. It's really cool to leave a casino at that point in time. So I learned about that. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I think I want to become an owner of horses. I think that's what I want to do. I want to own some stables.
If you become an owner of horses, what's the horse name? It's the most important part. It's the one thing that leads to speed.
I know. And
the biggest impact to speed.
Yeah, I definitely would have to narrow it down a little bit. It'd be tough. It'd be tough. You'd want to name it bland names, but not all. You know, none of the studs can have the same name. So there's a book full of these names. We should see if we can get a copy of that book.
Yeah. And then, I'm just gonna have faith that whatever I come up with is very original.
All right. What are you coming up with?
I have a couple. First one, politically correct.
Ooh.
Some PC action.
Ooh, PC. PC. My
second one.
Oh, go ahead.
Second one. I think you'll like this one. It would be, it's a foot race.
Oh, God, I hate that. When they're running track and the announcer goes, well, we're looking at a foot race here. And it's like, no fucking
what
shit.
What were we watching before?
Yeah. Holy cow, this is what I came for. Oh my God, I hate that so much.
That'd be such a fitting name. It's a foot race.
And it's a foot race in first. That'd be a good one. I like that one.
It'd That's be a really good race. One. It's a hoof race.
Ooh. I do like that one. I think I like Little Irishman.
Because that's not politically correct.
No, I know, but think about it. It'd be like and Little Irishman's out front. We got Little Irishman coming on the curve.
Down the home stretch. Right. It's Little Irishman.
That'd be a fun one, right? What else? For the Gram. And For the Gram wins it. Like, do it for the Gram. It's a little millennial of me, but still kind of funny. What else? You gotta think about what the announcer, like how the announcer would bring it up, right?
Yeah, you gotta do the announcer test on these names.
Always on top. I think that'd be a good one.
It's like
and always on top takes the lead.
It's like from the show The League, the fantasy football team name.
Pete Top, Kevin Bottom. Oh yeah, no, that'd be good. I like that one. Always on top. Oh man, there's so many opportunities.
There is a lot. Is there rules like could you not do that?
So from what I understand, you can basically name it whatever, but you want to stay within the guidelines of like not having people curse because you can't curse in it. But then like. They have to all have a different name. So they have a book full of names. So the moment you name a stud, it goes into a book, and no two studs can have the same name. So that like that's why all these names you could get so crazy because they've been naming horses for 200 freaking years. And and then, you know, I'm sure like Tom, Jack, Charlie, you know, all those names went really quick. Oh wait, what if we just named it Tom, Jack, Charlie?
One all three.
Ooh. What if we even just started better, combining
just name it Charlie and Me.
Ooh, I was going to be one of mine too. I was going to name it Charlie and Me, but I forgot to bring that one up. If I ever did own a stable, stable. it just reminded me of the other guys, sorry. I would totally name one Charlie and Me, and then I would just advertise our podcast all over it.
You'd paint the body of the horse every time.
Yeah. I was watching races though. I'm gonna interrupt you. I'm in charge. I'm not really, but I'm gonna interrupt you. And it was funny because one of the guys was watching. You know, he's an older guy. And he like got the table for us, and we sat with him. Super nice guy. And he's like, I like the gray ones. I like the gray ones. And there was never gray ones. And every time a gray one came up, he's like, it's gonna win. And it did.
See, I've heard that. I've heard that from many. Multiple people when I went to the tracks, you always bet the gray ones and they would win.
And he always just bet 5, 6, 7 exacta box, and he gave us $15 to go up and put a 5, 6, 7 exacta box on it, and we couldn't get our bet in time, and then it went 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
And he's sitting there thinking he won.
Poor guy.
We walked back down, we're like, yeah, we owe you $15. We couldn't get the bet in. And he's like, oh my God.
The one time
he was like, that's hysterical. He's like, I didn't think you got it anyway, but I thought I won. Anyway, that was my weekend. It was great. Had a great time. Saw some friends last night, and yeah,
good, very nice.
Good weekend in Des Moines, Iowa. I think that kind of brings us to our moms here. We both grew up with moms.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. We had them. That was cool. It's awesome having them. And now we're gonna do a little podium of mom sayings.
All right. Oh, heads or tails, Grant.
Oh, heads or tails. Tails.
You got it right.
Yes, tails never fails.
That's the first time it's won.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Lead us off.
All right. So. I have a feeling that none of ours are going to be even close to the same because our moms are...
They're different. They're very different.
They're very different. In a good way. But I think my number one mom saying is, God damn it, Grant.
GD Suddy.
Yeah, GD Suddy. God damn it, Grant. I like it.
All right. Mine kind of goes along the same lines of that, it's Charles Austin. It's the first, the proper first name and middle name combo.
Oh, I thought it was a Texas thing, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. yeah, whenever I heard that one, you really wasn't the best.
You got like a chill down your, you got like a chill down your spine.
It's like, ah, what did I do? I didn't do it. I probably did it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Number two, every time we'd go to take a bite of dinner, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's so hot. She just goes, you can't cook it cold. It's like just the sarcastic, like, haha.
What'd you expect?
Yeah, what'd you expect? It's going to be hot. That one's fun.
I was the child that made a lot of faces at a lot of people and a lot of different things. And once I found out how to cross my eyes, that was pretty big. So I got a lot of, like, your face is going to get stuck that way.
Hold on, I want to see you cross your, I want to see you cross your eyes. And then you can say it again. This is bad radio. I can't see. Go down. I can't see your eyes. Oh, that looks good. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, you were saying something?
So I was like, my mom would always go, oh, your face is going to get stuck that way if you keep doing that. And I totally believed it. I would only do it for very short spurts because I was afraid my face is getting stuck.
I wish it did.
And then one time we were like at the Ripley's Believe It or Not museum, and she was like, yes, this is what happens.
Oh, my God. That is scary. Man, she's good. She's
good. Good. That one got me good. I was really worried.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Yeah. My mom has another saying. We're kind of studies are known for kind of you know, being hard workers. We like to have a little blue collar in us. And so she talks about, like, if you go to something, you don't necessarily want to be there, but you're gonna go and like work your best and whatever. And she just goes, show up, shut up, and wear beige. So show up, shut up, and you try to blend in.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
It's one of my favorite sayings she's got.
My last one comes from, like, driving around with my mom. And then, or like, if we were like two cars, so my dad like met us somewhere or something after work or something, and we would get back at different times because they'd take different routes.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually, like, 90% of the time, it's my dad beating my mom. And then he'll go like, oh, what route did you take? He would always go, oh, the right one. Like the one. And my mom goes, well, there's more than one way to get there.
Ooh,
so
there you go.
Last one is, there's more than one way to get there.
That's applicable. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like
that. You could make that a quote for the end of the podcast. I might have to bring it back.
I like it. All right. Well, let's hop down into some interviews here.
All right.
Now we welcome on probably one of our best listeners, most loyal listeners, that's for sure. My mother, Jody Setti. I don't think I can think of an introduction that would do her very well. So, Mom,
well, nice to have you on. I'm all caught up. I've caught up on all the podcasts.
You are our first in-person interview ever, even though Charlie's technically not here. Okay. But you can see him. So, yeah. We'll ask some questions and we'll get rolling. The first one we have is pretty basic. We ask everyone, what's your favorite Charlie and Me story? See if you can come up with one with both. I know you
one
have a lot
both.
About me.
Gosh, one with both. It was probably moving into the dorm freshman year. I mean, nothing in particular stands out, but just watching the different personalities on where you wanted to put things and how you wanted to handle it. And
that's funny because I'm pretty sure Charlie and I just stepped back and let you guys do that.
Yeah, it was probably the mom that did it more than you guys. But watching that was pretty funny. So, yeah I mean, that would be the combo story,
the
I
combo,
think.
The combo? Yeah. Do you have any good ones directed towards me or Charlie?
Well, I do. I can tell you, maybe I'm speaking out of school when I say this one, but when you guys decided to be roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What someone said to me was that Charlie really wanted to live with you because you were a good dresser.
There you go.
So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
it. Do you remember saying that, Charlie?
I don't remember saying that, but like, you definitely has like more of a style than I did. So it wouldn't surprise me if I said that, but like, it doesn't stick out. But
that's what somebody said to me. I'm not revealing my source.
All right.
That's fine. Yeah. Definitely learned a lot from watching Grant get ready in the morning. I went to high school I always had my uniforms. I remember sitting on there on the first day, like, what do I wear? Like, yeah. What's allowed?
Yeah, nobody's telling me what to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wear my khakis.
Yeah. And as far as my Grant story, you know, it's certainly hard for a mom to come up with one story. But since he already told the one in the back seat where Claire smacked him, I think I have to go with being on a business call and seeing a message from the grade school, which, you know, always strikes terror in your heart. And, you know, I get in the car and I listen to the message, and it starts with the nurse, the school nurse, saying, Mrs. Suddy, this is Mrs. Ekai. Grant would like to talk to you. And Grant gets on the phone sobbing hysterically because he forgot his lunch. Now, mind you, he had money in his lunch account. That wasn't an issue. But he forgot his lunch. And you could hear the laughter in her voice. And she and I talked about that later. But, you know, I got it as a message. I couldn't do anything. But when he and I talked about it later, he just said my lunches were better than school lunches. I know he didn't go hungry, but he was just hysterical because he forgot his lunch, which was probably the same thing he ate every other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have
very good cooking, so I can see why he'd be disappointed.
It was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It was a sandwich.
Yeah. It was nothing exciting, but he wanted that lunch from home. So that is one that sticks out.
That's a great one.
And I wish I had saved that message because it was
I think
so,
you tried to, but it was on for too long and then it got deleted.
Yeah,
so.
It was hysterical. So.
I forgot my lunch.
No, but you have to sob when you say it.
I couldn't breathe either, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Okay, so kind of going off on that tangent we kind of talked about, or dropping Grant off at school, what's the hardest part about leaving a kid at school?
You know, when you have your kids, oh God, you're going to make me get all choked up.
Oh,
when
sorry.
You have your kids, you know, you are, the mom's the glue. The mom's kind of the center of the universe. And, you know,
yep,
these are the little planets that are rotating around and orbiting around, and we're trying to keep everything. And as your kids go, you are no longer the center, and they're making friends you don't know. And you just, that's really hard. And Grant was the last one we dropped off at school. You know, we had dropped Claire off a week before, and it's just a hard thing to no longer be that involved in your kid's life, and you miss it. I mean, I loved raising my kids, so.
So I bring people back to get drunk at her house.
Yeah, so I'm always glad to have everybody back.
Seems like a good trade.
Yeah.
Charlie, I think you're up again here.
Yeah, okay, so kind of, so I knew Grant as pretty young, and then also in college, but I kind of missed the middle school, high school swing. When Grant was growing up, what did you think he was going to be, like, professionally?
Sales.
Yeah, everyone
sales.
Says that.
Because he just has a personality. He can talk to anybody, and he's very, you know, easygoing. And
I hated sales.
I know. But I think you hated what that industry.
Yeah, probably.
But I just think sales is such a broad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just because he speaks to people easily, you know, not doesn't get phased, you know. So yeah, I thought sales.
Nice.
And it's still possible.
It's still possible. I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well, we keep saying we're old, but we're still pretty young, I guess.
You'll have that quarter life crisis and then just go to sales.
So, yeah, 25. So, as this is our Mother's Day special.
Mm-hmm. A week early,
but you're going...
Mother's Day week, though.
Yeah,
it's
Mother's
a
Day week.
Nice to celebrate it that way, yeah.
Full week.
Yep.
And it's funny, because I don't think we ever do anything super special. I don't mean that in a bad way, but what's your favorite memory or activity associated with Mother's Day that you like to do, or that you... maybe you want to do?
I think for all of us, it's just kind of another day. I mean, I don't look at it as a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel fortunate I still have my mother to celebrate,
mm-hmm,
at 92. But we've never made, I mean, hate to say this, but we've never made a big deal about birthdays or, you know, I mean, we're just kind of, we celebrate every day.
There you go.
That's a good way to live life, really.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just, yeah, appreciate what you got at the moment you got it.
Exactly.
Okay. So Grant mentioned earlier you are a very faithful listener to this podcast. Mm-hmm. What is one thing you learned about Grant through listening to this podcast?
I don't want to say it out loud. Well, you know, I mean, nothing has shocked me that much, but no, just kind of funny. I mean, I knew the hockey party story. I guess the new, really new story to me was the was down in the Redneck Ref area. Yeah. So I've told him, just keep it in your pants.
So that's been a fun topic of conversation.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. You know, thanks, Jake and Amy, if you're listening. last one's not really a question, but I've been fortunate enough to have you as a mother for 23 years and hopefully many more.
That's how things came out. Let's put it that way.
Just kind of show some, not great in showing gratitude very well, but we're happy to have you on and I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. This is, it's good. It's all good.
Hopefully you enjoy listening to our podcast. Humble brag there for us.
It's fun because I've told you, I listen to them in the car when mm-hmm. I'm driving to an appointment or something, and you know, I go out to the country a lot, and so mm-hmm. I listen to that, and so I get a few chuckles.
And then you're driving.
You
to,
too, Charlie.
You're driving.
That's all we can aim for.
now you're driving to Chicago, and you can listen to yourself.
There you go. Well, I can skip over this part because
this part already.
I'll know
this. All right. I like it. Well, thanks for coming on, and we're happy to have you.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. No spelling test?
We're going to do a spelling bee, no spelling bee this time. You beat me in Words with Friends just about every day, so
okay, well.
It's kind of unfair to Charlie.
Okay, yeah. I thought he was used to it.
Yeah, I know.
It's starting to take a toll.
It's starting to take a toll on his ego, so we're gonna skip the spelling bee today.
And start coming up with a different thing, like math problems or something, or, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't highlight how bad Charlie is at spelling.
No, but it's something back at you. I mean, it can't always be on Charlie.
Yeah.
Think about it, Charlie.
You're not a good speller. You're
we named the podcast Charlie and Me.
Okay. All right.
So, I guess I'm actually interchangeable in this podcast, and you're not.
Who me is. Whoever me is.
Yeah, whoever me is could change, but... You
next time I get a next best friend.
We could go. Yeah. Yeah, we could go through a big power struggle like Mike and Mike, and then.
Which Mike comes first? Who knows?
Yeah. Which Mike comes first?
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I'll get something out of the oven now.
All right, bye. And that was my mom, Jody. Great lady.
Nice lady.
Great lady. Good time. That was fun. It's always fun to talk to family.
Yeah.
But let's hop into a little guy stuff here, Charlie. Let's
alrighty.
Change the chord.
This week for my guy stuff, I'm talking about taking medication. I always forget that I have allergies, and they hit me full gas this week. And I started off well the first couple days I was taking my allergy meds, and then kind of just like forgot one day, and then from then on I was like, I'll stop taking them. And like I still endure all the symptoms and everything, and it's like not the best, but it's like I'd rather just like suffer through it than take the 2 extra seconds in the morning to remember to take my allergy medicine. So it's more of just the I'll tough it out kind of attitude.
Forget medicine, I can do this myself, and then
like my immune system, I'll put it to work kind of thing.
Yeah, get as many like white blood cells or whatever they are, T cells. I don't know, I'm not a biology guy, but But yeah, no, I can totally sympathize with that too, because when you're like hungover, and then people are like, oh, just take some ibuprofen, but you're like, I shouldn't, because I did this to myself. Like I feel like I shouldn't take drugs to get out of this.
Yeah,
and it's ibuprofen, you know, it's like it's a pretty innocent thing, right? But
like I don't take you get like those muscle sores or whatever. Like you just kind of feel a little off. You maybe you slept wrong or something. And your back's a little stiff, and everyone's like, oh, just take an Advil or an ibuprofen. Like, I never was, like, on board with that. I was just like, it's fine. Like, I'll tough it out.
I'm a guy.
I'd rather just not take pills, I guess.
Ugh. I'm good. Don't worry about it. Ugh. And then, but then the best is like you also like will complain about it.
Oh yeah. Well,
A lot and then you're like, dude, just take some Advil. You're like, no, I won't. But I'm gonna still complain about this.
At the point, it just comes to like a principle thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna do it. Just out of principle, I'm not gonna take those meds. I don't need it. I'm good.
I like.
But let me complain. But like, oh my god, my shoulder hurts so bad.
But oh my god, this is guys are babies. We talked about this.
Guys are babies.
Guys are babies. We'll kind of roll into mine, I guess. Not really though. Bad segue. My guy stuff is just like random gambling. And I think women do it pretty well too, right? You know, like don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that it's just for guys, but
it's like your case type thing.
Yeah, but it's like you think like
guys. You're watching a sports game kind of thing with your buddy.
You're watching a sports game. You're like, I bet he doesn't get a first down here, and then you just like end up placing a million prop bets, and like we did on the Super Bowl.
Like we do all the time.
Yeah, we had how many prop bets do we have in the Super Bowl? Like 30, and then we just came out even. That was probably like the saddest day of my life.
2 years in a row, we've come out even on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like,
it's like
how do you have that many bets and come out even?
One point, I was down like $13, I think.
I think next time we do that, we should place a bet that one of us has to, like, if we come out even. So will we come out even?
So we
yes
can't
or no? Profit, and that even. Way we can't come out even.
That's smart.
Wow, I just thought about that. Synthetics, right?
Genius.
The exotics. We're betting the exotics. The synthetic. The synthetic gambling. I like it.
It's getting tricky up here.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a problem. that was my guy stuff. Yeah. Gambling. I think guys just tend to be bad at it and good at it at the same time. So.
Good at doing it. Bad at winning.
Bad at winning. Good at sitting down at the table and losing your life savings, and then bad at getting away from the table when you probably should. So.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, you know. Let's get some quotes going here.
Quote time.
All right. You want to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. Mine is, count your age by your friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. By John Lennon.
Ooh. Ooh. Count your
count your age by friends, not years.
Okay.
Count your life by smiles, not tears.
I'm pretty old then.
It's just, you know, I have lots of friends. Live in the moment. I just get live in a moment.
It's a real John Lennon thing. I have a lot of friends, so I'm pretty old.
Humble brag.
As this is the Mother's Day episode, I think we both have pretty strong moms. Pretty strong women as moms, I should say.
Definitely.
Strong moms. They go to the gym a lot. They lift. This one, I don't have who said it, but a woman's like a tea bag. You never know how strong she is until you put her in hot water.
Ooh. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So let it steep, and then let that come back to you. It could be tough.
But, just, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, but...
Let that one marinate.
Do you, you want to reveal the special announcement we got for this week?
Special announcement. Drum roll, please. We're having two episodes this week.
Two episodes.
Mother's Day special, because it's Mother's Day week. We thought we should fill up the week a little bit more. Plus, we both have moms we want to show off to the podcast. So this first episode is with Grant's mom, obviously. And then we're going to have one later in the week with my mom. So look out for that.
Dude, we got a special Mother's Day bonus episode. And we're excited for content. We have no clue what it's going to be. The interview is going to be great. I'm excited to have Mary on.
Yeah,
but we can't start with a weekend update, like a midweek update. Is that a thing?
We'll make a hump day update.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But
you'll find out. We already know.
You'll find out. Yeah, we already know, right? All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and deuces.
Deuces.